Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to That Chain Show. I'm your host, Jason Little, and this week's episode is an audio broadcast of a recent Lean Change TV episode that we did. And the episode was about how you can use Lean Coffee to move away from broadcasting communications at people and towards having meaningful dialogue. You can check out the video version at leanchange.tv or stick around and hear the audio broadcast. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Lean Change TV. I'm Jason Little, the author of Lean Change Management, and Lean Coffee is a technique that we use a lot here at the Lean Change Management Association, and it's a way to move away from broadcasting information at people, which is often called change communications, and move towards creating meaningful dialogue. So today I'm going to share six awesome tips so you can facilitate a kick-ass Lean Coffee session. Stick around. Number one, Lean Coffee sessions always have a theme. So what you want to do with your theme is you don't want to make it too specific that it makes it difficult to ask questions, and you don't want it to be too loose so people are confused about what questions they can and can't or should and shouldn't ask. Now, the interesting thing with the theme is, yes, you have a theme. The theme is typically what your change is, whether that's an agile transformation, digital transformation, rollout of a new tool, whatever. But the questions that come in, even if they don't fall directly within the theme, you still put them on the Lean Coffee board because the whole purpose is to listen to what is top of mind for people. Tip number two, this one's important, and I've seen this happen in traditional circles where they call a Lean Coffee a coffee chat, and it's just another excuse to blast information out at people. Don't precede the topics. So there's a fear that, well, what happens if nobody asks questions? And I've had this question so many times, the answer is pretty simple. Awesome. Everybody gets an hour of their time back. So resist the temptation to precede topics or do what usually happens in these town hall sessions where the person is going around with the microphone and it looks like they're randomly getting questions from the audience, but those have been scripted and preceded by the comms person. So don't do any of that stuff. The whole purpose is to really bring out what's top of mind for people. Tip number three, if you think there's a safety problem, and that might mean there's a manager and staff or there's multiple layers of hierarchy in a Lean Coffee and you don't think people are going to feel free to speak up, this is more important to do in person, because with our Lean Coffee tool, you can actually remove the names from the people who are asking the questions, so they'll show up as anonymous. But if you're doing this in person, what you can do is have people write down their questions, and then instead of having those people come up and put them up on the board, you put them in a bucket, and then you as the facilitator can put those up there, and then you won't know who asked questions, so you can kind of avoid that influence and that bias and that safety problem. Tip number four is better dot voting. So typically with Lean Coffee, people write down their questions on stickies. Again, they put them up on the wall and then they dot vote. So they put a little dot on the ones that they want to vote for. So a few problems with that. Number one is influence. So if a manager or leader or someone who's more influential goes up and starts voting first, that might influence everyone else. And the person who goes last gets to decide the tiebreaker if there is one. So instead of doing that, if you're doing this with an online tool, with our Lean Coffee tool, you can actually turn the votes off. So people will see how many votes they have left, but they won't actually see what cards have been voted on until the facilitator hits the magic start button. If you're doing this in person, you can do a secret ballot. So similar to the tip of getting people to ask their questions and putting those into a bucket, instead of having people go up to put those on the wall, you can label all the cards. So for example, if there were 10 questions that were asked in the question writing part of the Lean Coffee, label them from 1 to 10, and then ask people on another sticky note to write down the number of the three cards they want to vote for. And again, that depends on how many votes you're giving people. So if they wanted to vote for card number 2, number 4, and number 8, have them write that on a sticky, put all that into a bucket, and then you as the facilitator, you've got a bit of extra work to do. Usually I get volunteers to do this because I'm lazy, and then they just calculate the votes, and then whammo, you've got no bias and you've got no influence with your voting. Tip number five is about setting cool constraints. And this one is kind of, you know, again, if you've got kind of a safety thing going on where you think there's going to be a status differential in the room, or if you think there is going to be some political posturing or agenda pushing where people are going to kind of vote for the things that they believe are the most important, you can put in a constraint that basically says everyone gets 3 votes. You can't vote for the topic that you picked. And that's a really good way to try to get people to really think about what's most important for the whole group. Tip number 6 is all about the dreaded scaling problem. So if you're using an online tool like Miro or Trello or our Lean Coffee tool, it doesn't really matter how many people you have in the session. If you're doing it in person, it can get a little more tricky. So I did a session with 150 people once, and what I had them do was at their individual tables is had them write down all the questions they had within the context of a theme, and then they voted on the topics at their table themselves, and we took the number one voted problem or question from each of the tables, put that up on the wall, and then used the last tip I talked about, which was everyone gets 3 votes, but you can't vote for the topic that came from your table. So really dealing with scaling Lean Coffee, especially in an in-person setting, is pretty easy to do if you put that little constraint on it. So I hope you enjoyed these 6 tips for facilitating a kick-ass Lean Coffee session. Drop a comment below if you've got ideas, suggestions for how you've run really cool Lean Coffee sessions, or if you've got any follow-up questions for some of the tips that we shared. Thanks again for tuning back in to Lean Change TV. I'm Jason Little, the author of Lean Change Management. Remember to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time. That is Simple Life by Jason Ross, so you may or may not know who that is. And anyway, what we're doing on leanchange.tv and on this podcast is to feature music by independent artists. So if you are a hobby artist, so that's the only catch, if you're a hobby artist where you do this kind of as a side hustle and you're not a full-time musician and you just want to get some airtime or some promotion for your independent music, reach out to us at community@leanchange.org and we'd be happy to feature you on an upcoming episode of leanchange.tv. And on this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I'm Jason Little, your host, and we will catch you next time.